John Gospel chapter 15, and also we will be looking at Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. These are our two scriptures that we're going to be coming out of throughout this year as we came out of Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18 last year. Amen. This morning the Lord spoke to me and he said to me, tell my people to get ready for overflowing blessings. And I deliver to you his word today. Get ready for overflowing blessings. You will be fruitful. You are fruitful. And your fruit will abound. You will not lack in any area this year. Your homes will enjoy the peace of God. The fruit of peace, the fruit of joy, the fruit of prosperity, the fruit of unity in the name of Jesus. The Lord says, I will overflow unto my people to rejoice over them, to do them good. So my prayer for you and myself is that we will receive God's word of grace in truth and believe it. Amen. It is a good year for you. John chapter 15, please. We're going to read from verse 1 to 7. These are the words of Jesus, our Lord and our Savior. John 15 is one of the final conversations that Jesus had with his disciple, all disciples, before he went to the cross. Amen. And I read, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Notice the words of Jesus, and notice the role that he is assigning to himself and to the Father and to us. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. Any branch in me that does not bear fruit, that stops bearing, meaning that it was fruitful, but it stopped being fruitful. He, my Father, cuts away. He trims it off. He takes it away. Hallelujah. And he cleanses and repeatedly prunes every branch that continues to bear fruit, to make it bear more and richer and more excellent fruit. Hallelujah. John chapter 15, verse 3. You are cleansed and pruned already because of the word which I have given you, the teachings I have discussed with you. Dwell in me, and I will dwell in you. Live in me, and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, being virtually united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. Verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever lives in me and I in him bears much abundant fruit. However, apart from me, cut off from me, you can do nothing. Apart from me, cut off from vital union with me, you can do nothing. Verse 6. If a person does not dwell in me, he is thrown out like a broken branch and withers. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7 and the last verse. If you live in me, if you abide virtually united to me and with me, and my words remain in you and continues to live in your heart, then ask whatever you desire, and it will be done for you. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. This is God speaking to us at the very inception of life as we believed. And this is the word of the Lord in verse 28 of the book of Genesis. I read from the Amplified Version of the Bible. And God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, and subdue it, using all its vast resources in the service of God and man. And have dominion over the fish of the sea, the birds of the earth, and over every living creature that moves upon the earth. Now, Lord, bless your word and cause it to prosper in the heart of your people. Holy Spirit, this is the first word you've allowed me to bring to your people. I pray for each one of us today that our hearts be open to receive and that our spirit be willing to obey. I thank you, Lord, that we are loved by you. And I thank you, Lord, that your word graciously prospers among us. I rebuke distractions, and I pray that this word will fall in fertile hearts and it will produce. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning, I'm going to share on understanding the mandate of fruitfulness. God have declared that this year is a year of fruitfulness. And we've heard the word fruitfulness again and again. And often when we hear the word, there tends to be that understanding that it has to do with biological fruitfulness, having children. That's not all that fruitfulness is all about. To begin, fruitfulness is a divine command. You are commanded to be fruitful. It is a command that was given to you, a mandate that was given to you before sin came into the world. When God created man, in the very act of creation, he empowered us to be fruitful. Therefore, fruitfulness is something that we must exhibit. It is a must. It is a necessity. And there are many aspects of fruitfulness that we'll be sharing, but we must understand what that mandate is. Because when you understand the mandate of a thing, the power of fulfilling becomes necessary to you. It becomes available to you, rather. When a politician understands the mandate to govern, he or she will be able to govern according to the mandate given to him or her. Therefore, the understanding of a mandate is critical to the realization of purpose. When I understand mandate, purpose becomes that which I will fulfill. When I understand mandate, purpose becomes that which I will fulfill. So I stand to fall short of fulfilling the purpose of God for my life as it relates to fruitfulness if I am ignorant of what the mandate of fruitfulness is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scriptures we've read in Genesis chapter 1, we see a direct command. It said, be fruitful. It didn't say you may be. It didn't say think about it. It didn't say you can be. It says be fruitful. He blessed them. In other words, he pronounced an empowerment upon them that they be fruitful. Hallelujah. And we see in that verse that the fruitfulness God was talking about was tied to resources. He said, be fruitful and use the vast resources of the earth for the service of God and of humanity. Meaning that when I am fruitful, when I walk in the fullness of God's command to be fruitful, my life becomes a blessing to others. I become one who stands in a position as a vessel that God uses to execute his purpose on earth. I become relevant. Hallelujah. So fruitfulness becomes that which is necessary for the release and the utilization of divine resources. Jesus says that the branch that bears fruit is pruned or cleansed so that it may bear abundant fruit. Meaning that once I begin to be fruitful, God will pour more into me. Once I begin to bear fruit in any area of life, for example, when I begin to bear the fruit of wisdom, I will abound in greater wisdom. Because God is not a wasteful God. I want to say that to you. God is a very prudent God. He's very judicious in resources. So God is not going to keep on giving you when you are not effective in using that which is already given to you. My father used to have a lot of trees, especially orange trees. And in our home, there used to be a lot of gardening. There was a time my dad planted a tree, and the tree took too long to bear fruit. And one morning, we woke up, as much as he likes his trees, the tree was gone. He cut it down. And when I asked him, and he said to me, he said, the soil that it is using its nutrient can be beneficial to another tree. Why will it remain there? Meaning that your fruitfulness ensures your continuity. It allows you to abide and to continue to receive. Because once you're fruitful, God can invest more into you. Once you're fruitful, God can give you more. Why? Fruitfulness is not just for you. Write it down. Fruitfulness is not just for me. Fruitfulness is for me and others. My life must be that not only brings blessing into me, but causes me to be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is an undeniable truth that God has ordained that you bear fruit in life. The truth of divine ordination for fruitfulness is seen in the fact that everything created by God, which includes you, is blessed to reproduce after its own kind. We have what is called innate ability to produce. You have the ability to produce. You are empowered to be fruitful. Hallelujah. So the question is not, can I be fruitful? Rather, it should be, why am I not fruitful? And how can I bear more fruit? It's not a question of can I be, because you must be. You are empowered to be. The question is, am I bearing fruit to my capacity? Am I producing to my capacity? God has invested his authority of fruitfulness into me. Am I bearing fruit by the capacity of God within me? Not can I be, because you are empowered to be. Help me say this morning, I am empowered to be fruitful. Say it with me one more time. I am empowered to be fruitful. It's not a choice. You gotta be. You must be. You have to be. It is something in you. Now, come on, think about it. Things that are natural to you, do you struggle to do them? You must be fruitful. Hallelujah. So, but let us quickly establish that fruitfulness is not limited to biological fruitfulness. The Bible concept and the idea of fruitfulness is all in comparison, meaning that you are commanded to be fruitful all around, spiritually, biologically, financially, relationally, mentally, intellectually. Therefore, you must understand that you bear fruit not just because you have children. You are fruitful because your life stands fulfilled and you are fulfilling the very reason for which you are alive. You are alive to be a vessel of glory in the hands of God. You are alive to be a channel of blessing through whom God blesses others. You are alive to ensure that the Abrahamic covenant in Genesis chapter 12 verse 3, that I will out of you bless the entirety of human race, is fulfilled in you. Galatians chapter 3 verse 16 says that cursed is he that hung on the tree, and Christ has been made our cause for us, that the blessings of Abraham might come unto us, the Gentiles. One of those blessings is the blessings of fruitfulness. You must be fruitful. Help me tell your neighbor, look at me. I am a well-planted, well-taken care of, well-nourished, well of blessing. I am a fruitful vine. Say with me, I am fruitful.
I am fruitful.
You are fruitful. The mandate to be fruitful is central to the blessings of God upon us. Therefore, we cannot afford to fail God. It therefore means that the entrance of sin into the world did not stop the command to be fruitful. Adam, immediately after they sinned, began to be fruitful, had his children. He had children after his own nature. They began to invent. Are you with me? Read Genesis chapter 4, chapter 5. You see the sons of Adam. They became inventors. They planted gardens. They went into industries. They went into so many things. So the command to be fruitful is not hindered by sin. Therefore, an unbeliever can flourish when he or she understands that the mandate of fruitfulness is not something that was contingent upon sin. That they can be fruitful. A challenge we have is that those of us who have received grace and an anointing to walk in greater power and authority, we are just tying ourselves in a corner. No. This year, I pray for you that your mind will expand beyond your imagination. Amen. That you will see yourself as God sees you.
Amen.
Well equipped to live life in its fullness, here or not.
Amen.
Abounding unto every good work.
Amen.
You will lack nothing. When problems come your way, you're not going to be scratching your head how to solve it, because the wisdom of God is within you.
Amen.
You are fruitful, empowered to be fruitful. Therefore, you must be. You must be. Are you with me? So what is fruitfulness? There are four definitions of fruitfulness I want to share with you. Please write them down. Get the CDs. Fruitfulness is the ability for one to know the reason for existence. The ability to know your reason for existence and being willing to fulfill and maximize that reason by arising to the optimal level that God has ordained for such a person. It is your ability to know the reason for your existence, knowing why I am here, And my willingness to so engage with that understanding to the point that I maximize optimally my potentials. I maximize the reason that God have, you see, you are not a biological accident. I've been saying that in this church and many of you don't understand it. You were sent by God, equipped by God, ordained by God, anointed by God, released by God as a carrier of solution. Therefore, when I recognize who I am and I arise to fulfill that, like Paul said, he says, I have completed my race. I knew why I was saved and I was born. He said, this grace was given unto me to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, and I have fulfilled it. I am a fruitful person. Every capacity in you is given to you by God to ensure that your life will make a difference here or not. Coming to Christ through salvation becomes the pathway by which these resources of heaven are released into your life. So, to be fruitful means that you're living an optimal life. You're doing what? Living an optimal life. You're living to your capacity. Don't live beyond, below your capacity. Help me tell your neighbor, this year, I see you on top. Say it again, neighbor. This is not a joke. I believe in my spirit that you have what it takes. You have what it takes to live a fruitful life. I see you on top, neighbor. In the name of Jesus. And I believe in church. Shall I believe in amen?
Amen.
Number two, fruitfulness is being positioned to produce after your kind. Positioned to produce after your kind. Meaning that to be fruitful is to be influential and to be relevant to the overall good of others. To be fruitful is to be influential and to be relevant for and to the overall good of others. Your position to produce after your kind. Now, time will fail me to speak on this. The question is, who are you and what is your kind? Let me state this. Each one of us bear fruits. The question is, what kind of fruit do you bear? Positioned to produce after your kind, meaning that you are influential and relevant in the overall good of others. What kind of fruit do you bear? How does your life influence others? When people interact with you and leave you, what kind of fruit have they taken from you? If I am seeking the fruit of comfort, can I find you? And when I come around you with a problem, do I find the fruit of peace and patience, understanding and wisdom? Or do you exacerbate the issue? When I come around you with the fruit of spiritual, or I come around you with a challenge of spiritual needs, do you deepen my sinful ways by encouraging me that it is okay? Or do I leave you with the conviction of the Holy Spirit and the encouragement of Scripture to be a better person? What kind of fruit do you bear? When I come around you with financial needs, Do I leave you with the fruit of financial understanding and prudence? So much so that I go back and say, yeah, my problem is not that God is not blessing me. My problem is that I'm very reckless. Or do I leave your presence worse than I came? Are you influential? You know one thing many of you don't know. There is somebody you're influencing knowingly or unknowingly. But my question to you this year is, how are you influencing people? To what direction are you influencing them? How are you influencing them? What kind of fruit are you presenting to them? You know, one thing about fruit is that once it is presented, you will eat it. Because it is appealing and attractive. But when you've eaten it, you don't no longer determine what happens with it. Isn't that what happened in the garden? When it was presented to Adam, he ate before he questioned. And by the time he finished, he couldn't avert the consequence. Be that woman, be that man this year, that when people come to you with any challenge of life, you will produce the fruit of solution unto them. Somebody shout, I believe in amen. Amen. Shout, I believe in amen.
Amen.
Don't be the person that they leave you worse than they came. Hallelujah. It is important. Number three, fruitfulness is, it is one understanding of his or her place in the overall scheme of God here on earth. In other words, when I understand my place in God, understanding your place in God, don't mind your pastor, sometimes I write very philosophically, just understanding your place in God is to be fruitful. I understand my place in God, and I understand why God have called me to partnership with him. Amen? I understand my place in God. Jesus was fruitful. He understood his place in God. He says, sacrifice and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. Lo, I come in the volume of the book as it is written of me to do your will, O God. He understood his place in God. He understood his partnership with God. Therefore, he became and he abounded unto fruits. Today, you are gathered here because of Jesus. Today, we are one family in God because of Jesus. One man changed the trajectory of humanity for all eternity. One man. One man. One man. My question to you is, what will be your legacy?
Hallelujah.
Fruitfulness leads to legacy. Fruitfulness leads to what? Legacy. Fruitfulness leads to what? Bill Gates is a fruitful man when it comes to the financial world. He has left a legacy and he's leaving a legacy that cannot be questioned. Are you with me? LeBron James is fruitful when it comes to basketball. In every sphere of life, there are people who have been fruitful. And because they are fruitful, they are leaving legacies. In the kingdom, the great general of God that went to be with the Lord, Rehan Bunkin, was a fruitful man. Every city and town in Africa he went, and around the world, he abounded unto fruits. People gave their life to Christ. Rehan Bunkin preached one simple message. I remember when he came to Benin City, preached about Zacchaeus on the tree. A man wasn't preaching sophisticated grammatic. No. Simple. Come to Jesus and you shall be saved. And the fruits of his labor are all over the world today. 2019 ended, a decade ended. How many souls did you lead to Christ? Know why you are in God's kingdom. Understand your place and you'll be fruitful. Are you with me?
Yes.
Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 and 8. Look at what Paul says there. He's a man of fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Help me tell your neighbor, it is possible. Say, neighbor, don't overthink it. Neighbor, do not overthink it. Just yield yourself to the Holy Spirit. He anoints you with grace and with power for fruitfulness. If you believe it, shall I believe in amen? Now, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, Paul speaking here says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge. Now you get to what I was saying before. Who is the righteous judge? Jesus Christ. The righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not only to me, but unto everyone, and unto all them also that love his appearing. That's the statement of a man who is fruitful, a woman who is fruitful. I understood my place in God. I partnered with God. I produced fruits. I'm done. I'm going home. I'm done. I'm going home. I have bear fruits. That shall be your testimony. In the name of Jesus. So to be fruitful is not just to have children, which is reproductive fruitfulness, but it is the fulfillment of purpose, the full realization of one's destiny. It is being relevant and influential, so much so that people are blessed by your life. It is that you attract others to Christ. And that by your life, the Holy Spirit manifests his nature, his grace, his wisdom, his power, and his authority. Hallelujah. That is to be fruitful. That is to be fruitful. What is the mandate? The word mandate is an official order or commission to do something. When you say I've received a mandate, it means you have been officially commissioned to do something. Amen? Officially commissioned to do something. You have been mandated, given the authority to do something. A mandate is the authority to carry out a policy or a course of action. So God has given you and commissioned you and empowered you and said to you, be fruitful. So stop asking him, can I be? Wrong prayers, no matter how you pray, it is not answered. Even if you break your head praying it. Pray the right one. I received the mandate to be fruitful, therefore I am fruitful. In the name of Jesus, this year, every aspect of my life, the grace of fruitfulness flows in me. I position myself to yield to the Holy Spirit, that I may abound unto fruitfulness. That is prayer. Not God, can I be fruitful? He has already commanded you to be fruitful. Go forward to be fruitful. Hallelujah. Mandate is authority to act in certain ways. Therefore, God wants you to act and think in ways that allows you to be fruitful. Therefore, understanding the mandate for fruitfulness is knowing the vested authority upon you by God that empowers you to be fruitful in life. Knowing that authority, knowing the authority you have that been vested upon you, that you've been commissioned to be fruitful. Foremost, fruitfulness is a God-given right. It is what? Say with me, fruitfulness is a God-given right. Why did I say that? Or why is the Holy Spirit saying that? Because then, if I find myself or notice in myself that I'm not bearing fruit in certain areas, something in me must be angry. Something in me must arise to challenge it. If it is my right to be fruitful, then why am I not fruitful? I cannot settle and say, well, that is how life is. I cannot settle and say, well, it is okay. You know, it may not happen for me. No, it must happen for you. It must happen for you because it is your right for it to happen in your life and through your life. Do you know that being healthy is to be fruitful? Therefore, it is your right to be healthy. Therefore, when you're not healthy, you got to question it. And arise in your spirit to pray and stand in the authority of Christ for the full manifestation of your health. Somebody shout hallelujah. It is a God-given right, therefore, by nature and constitution, by your makeup, nothing should stop you from being fruitful. That includes in your body. Amen? Because not only is fruitfulness a mandate, the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ has guaranteed and qualified you that you must be fruitful. It's not only a divine right, there is a guarantee now. Something has come about to make sure that it happens in your life. The death and the resurrection of Jesus. Therefore, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, that all of the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say with me, by the death of Jesus and his resurrection, there is a guarantee that I must be fruitful. It means that you accept that as a person, you have within you, through the grace of God, all that you need for fulfilled life and influential life here on earth. Through the grace of God, you have all that it takes to live an influential life and a fulfilled life. It means that you have come to the realization and acceptance that you need the Holy Spirit. You need who? The Holy Spirit is the spirit of fruitfulness. He is God who ensures fruitfulness. The Father gives the mandate. The Son guarantees the mandate. The Holy Spirit executes the mandate. True. The Father gives it. The Son guarantees it. The Holy Spirit is the executioner. He executes that mandate through you. Therefore, partnership with the Holy Spirit is a necessity for fruitfulness to occur. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is the one who anoints you with grace for fruitfulness. The Holy Spirit is the one who anoints you with what? Grace for fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he anoints you with the grace and the oil of fruitfulness. Therefore, if you must be fruitful, partner with the Holy Spirit. Do what? Do what? Who do you partner with? Who do you partner with? Who do you partner with? Gotta partner with him. Morning by morning. Financial matters, partner with him. Spiritual matters, partner with him. Emotional matters, partner with him. Don't be an emotional wreck this year. Don't be a reckless believer this year. Don't endanger yourself by your actions and your choices. Partner with the Holy Spirit. There are five areas of life that fruitfulness must manifest in your life this year. Number one is spiritual. You must be fruitful spiritually. And I'm going to take time to expand on each of these over the course of this month and next month. You must be fruitful physically, meaning body, in your body, biological fruitfulness. It must happen. The devil is a liar. This year it must happen. Amen. The word of grace has come. We must stand by it. You must be fruitful materially, or what is called financial fruitfulness. As a third area, materially financial fruitfulness. Number four, you must be fruitful socially, which is called relational and emotional fruitfulness. You must be fruitful socially, relational and emotional fruitfulness. I will expand unto you what are the emotional fruits that the Holy Spirit produces. Hallelujah. Because the challenge of many of us is that we over-spiritualize our lives. No. Spiritual, physical, which is body fruitfulness, material, which is financial fruitfulness, social, number four, which is relational and emotional fruitfulness. See, let me say this to you. The power of fruitfulness causes attraction. But what people eat when they come to you is the fruits of your emotion that are marinated by the fruit of the Holy Ghost. So people stay around you, not because you speak in tongues, but because you are a loving, kind, gentle, patient person. Not because you prophesy. So therefore, I become irrelevant and uninfluential when I am bankrupt in emotional fruitfulness. Hallelujah. Finally, you must be fruitful mentally, which is intellectual and academic fruitfulness. To everyone in school, nothing will stop you. Amen. Amen. All these areas of life, God through Christ, and the walking of the Holy Spirit, and the comfort of the scriptures have provided us with principles that ensures fruitfulness. Therefore, my challenge in the weeks ahead is to bring the truth of God's word to you in so much so that you understand now how to be fruitful and how that your fruit must abide and how to release the fountain of fruitfulness within you. Amen? Amen. It is of God that we be fruitful and that our fruit abide. We cannot afford to be a people who live life on earth without fulfilling the purpose for which we live. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We end this morning with Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15, and we will be praying with that scripture. Ephesians chapter 1, beginning from verse 15. Herein is one of the principles and the keys that leads to fruitfulness. Paul speaking to the church at Ephesus and praying for them, a very wonderful prayer. And I read, and he says, wherefore I also, after I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. What is he praying about? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of what wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened or illuminated, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the workings of his mighty power, which he wrought when he raised him from the dead and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places. Verse 21, far above all principalities and powers and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in the world that is to come, and has put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. And verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all things. For you to abound in fruits, your heart must be illuminated. You must walk in wisdom and revelation and understanding of the mind of God as it relates to the principles of God that governs these areas of fruitfulness. The mandate has been given. Receiving a mandate does not translate into manifestation. You must act. You must act. You must position your heart to believe the word of grace and to obey the word of grace and to say to yourself, every area of my life, I receive wisdom. I receive illumination. My heart is enlightened to understand how I must be fruitful in these areas of my life. And when you begin to think like that and pray like that, nothing will stop you. Amen. Why? Because all things are yours. Christ has blessed you. You must arise in the blessings of God and be fruitful. You cannot afford to be a branch that does not produce. God needs you to be fruitful. The more you're fruitful, the more you will influence lives. The more you're fruitful, the more your life will attract people. The more you're fruitful, the more you will bless. The more you're fruitful, the more God will pour out into you. Amen. Somebody shout and believe in amen. Amen. Lift your hands with me this morning and thank God. Give him the praise. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Bless his name. Bless his name this morning. Bless his name this morning. Give him all the worship this morning. Thank him for the mandate to be fruitful. Thank him that it is your right. It is your covenant right. It is your inheritance in Christ to be fruitful. And I want you to pray for yourself this morning in any language possible for you. Begin to bless yourself. Bless yourself. Bless yourself. Pray for yourself that in the name of Jesus Christ, you are bound unto fruits. You are bound unto fruit. You are fruitful. You are fruitful. You are fruitful. You are fruitful. In your mind, you're fruitful. Emotionally, you're fruitful. Financially, materially, you're fruitful. Spiritually, you are fruitful. The Bible says that you're planted by the riverside and that you will produce fruit. So pray today that the word of God will prosper in you so much so that you will abound unto fruits. The word of the Lord prosper in my spirit so much so that I abound unto good fruits. I abound unto godly fruits. In the name of Jesus, the fruit of God, of patience, of love, of kindness, they abound in me. The fruit of wisdom abound in me. My body is blessed. My body is fruitful. My spirit is fruitful. My mind is fruitful. I am fruitful. In the name of Jesus, it is my year to see the manifestation in greater dimension of fruitfulness, of fruitfulness, of fruitfulness, of fruitfulness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The beginning of fruitfulness is relationship with Jesus. No one can be fruitful without having a living relationship with Christ. So this morning, first Sunday of the year, I invite you, if you are under the sound of my voice and you have not made peace with Christ, it's a good day to begin. It's a good moment to turn your life around. To say, Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. If I am struggling my walk with God, it's a good day to rededicate myself to the Lord. To say, Father, I want to begin it right this year. I don't want to struggle. I want to see you perfect everything that concerns me. And this morning, if there be anybody like that, it is my joy to pray with you. Because when we started right with God, we will end it right with God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But if all of us are saved, then it is a good thing. If we all are not and we want to rededicate ourselves, it is a blessing. Can we turn off this amen and remove that hallelujah? You want to rededicate yourself to the Lord and say, Father, oh God, I want to do it right this year. I want to get it right this year. I want to get it right this year. I don't want to struggle in my walk with you. I struggled a lot last year. You may be saved, but you are struggling. Come to the altar this morning. Now, struggling doesn't mean you're living in sin. There are things in your life that yet the Holy Spirit is still working out. It is a good thing. Lord, I want to do it right. I want to get it right. I want to walk with you in greater glory, in greater anointing, in greater power. I want to be fruitful in every area of my life. Because, Lord, I understand that when I started out right with you, I'm going to end it right with you. Lord, I thank you today. I thank you this morning, even for the privilege just to step out here, God. Thank you, Father. I'm going to pray with you, those of you standing. I want to thank God for your life. I want to thank God that you took the step of faith. And I believe today that a fresh oil is coming upon your life. And in every area of your life where you need to abound unto greater fruits, you will abound unto greater fruit. Spiritually, you will abound unto greater fruit. Emotionally, you will abound unto greater fruit. Financially, you will abound unto greater fruits. In every way, you will abound unto greater fruits. God loves you. And the Holy Spirit is committed to working out the purposes of God in your life. Father, thank you for your sons and your daughters. Together, Lord, we all stand before you right now, thanking you for the opportunity even to stand in your presence this first Sunday of the year, rededicating ourselves to you, God. I pray for them, God, that as they rededicate their lives, their spirit, their body, their mind to you, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, anoint each one of them. Amen. Anoint them, Lord, with a fresh oil, God, that in their life in 2020, greater fruits will manifest. The Lord, as they come to the end of this year and the end of this decade, Lord, they will count. They will count fruits that have been produced and fruits that are abounded spiritually. They will give birth to spiritual children. They will lead people to Christ. See them discipled. Lord, in their walk with you, they grow in bounds and in width. The anointing of the Holy Ghost flows in their life. The wisdom of God and the fruit of the Holy Ghost abound in every aspect of their life. Financially and materially, they prosper. Lord, in their body, they are fruitful. In the name of Jesus, socially, emotionally, and relationally, they are fruitful. Intellectually, mentally, they are fruitful. I pray for them today that the oil of fruitfulness from this moment, right now, in this house, begin to flow in them. In the name of Jesus, it shall not know dryness. They will not be dry this year. People will be attracted to them. Because their life has taken a new turn. Lord, I bless them with these blessings. And I thank you that to you, oh God, who answers prayer, they have come. And I know, God, I know that right now the Holy Ghost is reviving them. The Holy Ghost is quickening them. The Holy Ghost is anointing them. The Holy Ghost is doing a new thing in them. The Holy Ghost is refreshing them. The Holy Ghost is doing a good work in their lives. In the name of Jesus, the fountains of God within them are opening up and welling up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you are a good God. To you, Lord, belongs the glory and the honor and the praise. And I believe in church, shall I believe in amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus for the people of God. You are blessed. The Lord bless you. Increase you this year.